Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, March 18th.
It is Friday.
Yes, you can see us smiling from ear to ear here on the show because we love Fridays.
Right? Is my mic on or am I imagining?
Oh, maybe it's too low. Do you want me to bring it up for you here? How's that?
I can't hear myself. Ah, oh, there we go.
Yeah, I put it a little too low for you. Then that's for Kim also.
There we go.
It was too low. There you go. No, your mic is definitely on. You're on the air, Kelsey. On the air in Southern California, folks. Not many people can say that, actually, you know? So I've always dreamed of saying, hey, I'm on the air in L.A. You know, this is like the second largest radio market in the country, L.A.
That's not surprising. Okay.
Right, yeah. So it's a very important market, and here we are.
So number one is New York, I assume.
Yes. New York is number one in everything, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Except in size. I mean, it's a very small place, and yet they have 8 million people there. Go figure, you know?
Right.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're looking nice and chirpy and everything, right?
Thanks. I think I actually overslept. Like, I slept too much after my whole all-nighter shoots.
Yeah?
Because...
Good, so you get to catch up a little
bit. Yeah, but I woke up at 6 and, or 5:30, actually, and I was just chipper, and I should have just went ahead and gotten up. But instead, I decided to go back to sleep because I thought I was tired or whatever, and then I woke up even more groggy. So now I'm like,
oh, well, what are you going to do? The problems that people have.
I know.
You know, the funny thing is I showed your picture with the prosthetics on your face to a couple of people, to friends, and they're like, I mean, it's pretty spooky stuff.
Did you
post that picture online?
I can't.
Okay.
No.
Not until the show comes out, right?
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So people don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but you look pretty spooky in that.
Can't post it. Can't post it. Really talk about it much, actually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't talk about it. Like anybody will know, right?
No, nobody knows. But it'll be interesting when it comes out. Yeah, it was an extensive process, so it better have been good. It took like 4 hours.
Wow.
Well,
I thought
like
they
three.
Just painted on your face. I didn't realize it was something that they put on there.
I
think they painted on your upper lip or something, and it created that look. I wasn't sure. But okay, whatever. The weekend's coming up. We've been having 80-degree weather.
Mm.
Perfect, right?
It's beautiful.
Perfect, romantic. If you have somebody, take them to the beach. Make love, not war. Mm-hmm. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Take a bike ride down the beach, man. I'm probably going to do that.
That sounds good. That's
one way
beautiful.
Or another, I'm ending up on the beach this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably you and everybody else. That's the
true.
Only problem with pretty weather.
That's true, right?
That everybody goes.
That's
and
one thing I didn't think about.
Place.
Yeah. Because... and we're going to talk about this later, but I might actually get together with someone over the weekend.
Yay!
Yes, I got an email back.
No, I knew it! I knew it!
Really?
Yay!
I wasn't sure anymore, you know? She sure takes her time.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that because we have a very special guest here. We're going to be talking about dating and being single and relationships and everything. So that's going to be awesome. And... So we'll talk about that, and then we can talk about the situation as well and see what's going on.
Yes.
So breaking news, I guess, the Paris bombing suspect has been captured.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Injured but alive, says the headline. I haven't gone into the story yet, so I don't know the details, but this is just... they're saying, well, they're checking whether it's him, but the headline says it's him, so who knows, you know. And they detained two people there, and they're trying to determine if
CNN
one of them
now
is the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, well, I don't know what this is live, so I don't know what he's going to say.
Oh, wow,
but it says CNN confirms Paris attack suspect captured, so there you go.
Good.
Yeah, good. Now let's hang him by the balls, you know?
Yeah.
My God, these people.
Terrible.
I know. So what about you? Any big plans for the weekend? Do you have to work? Do you get to relax a little bit?
It's all a blur. Oh my gosh, what am I even doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to a premiere on Sunday. And then I have an audition on Sunday. And Saturday I'm working. Yes. Yeah, for Jimra, my fitness company, we're filming some little short recipes and stuff to put on Pinterest and kind of blast on the social media. So
very cool. Yeah. So you guys are getting into... Were you always into nutrition as well as fitness?
We're wanting to make it more of like a lifestyle type destination.
You might as well. It goes together.
It does. Right? Yeah, it does. So we've kind of tried our hand at it a little bit, and it's had a good reaction. So we're wanting to perfect it and do more. So we're going to do like just like some 30-second cooking videos, just like, you know, basically flashing of pictures of the steps or whatever in short video. But it'll be fun.
Cool. So yeah. Recipes as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead and plug the company. It's Jimra, right?
Yeah. It's like Jim Rat without the T is what we tell everybody all the time.
So it's G-Y-M.
G-Y-M-R-A. Yeah. Right. And, you know, we actually just started this new thing because we were having some trouble with PayPal upon registration. And so we just said, screw it. Like, you can have your 30-day free trial without entering a credit card.
Whoa.
And it has, like, blown up.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Huh? So we're really excited about that because we really are confident about the product. And our retention rate is amazing. So we know we have a good product.
Yeah. Like, so there you go. Give people a taste of it.
Yeah. And, you know, once they come in, they're not going to have a problem paying $4.99 a month.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's just, it really is a deal. Like,
no, I mean, look, all those small subscriptions, they add up. Mm-hmm. But people don't cancel them. They go, oh, another $5. I'll just let it go, you know, because I use it sometimes and things like that. But you're right. You know, I mean, you take away that, give us the credit card first, give them a little taste of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think 30 days is a long time for a trial. They could go through the whole friggin' program in 30 days, you know.
Yeah.
But you guys should think about it. But maybe a week is good, you know.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, because those work for people, you know, maybe give them 3 days. Because when you do it without a credit card, you don't have to be so generous. You already are being generous.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so just something to think about. But I know I would get a lot hungrier for it if I got only a bit of it.
Yeah, and you know, we get emails all the time saying that, like, it's worth it just for the scenery that the videos are shot in.
That's true, right?
Because we do, like, guerrilla shooting, and so we'll go to these really exotic beaches and...
Right, and it's relaxing to watch it.
So, yeah, I mean, people will tell us that it's, like, totally worth it just for the location.
I know, tough job, but somebody has to do it, right?
I know.
Kelsey goes to all those great locales. And, yeah.
I write
and
it off,
like, oh, I
know.
Work too hard, yeah. Everybody wishes they could work that hard, right?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, you know, you gotta, you know, that's what I say. You gotta grab the ball, you gotta grab the world by the balls.
Yes.
I was gonna say testicles, but I already let the balls out, so
yeah,
I think it's okay.
Might as well
but you
say.
gotta learn how to grab the world by the balls and say, you know, this is what I wanna do, and I'm gonna do it no matter what.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you become like Kelsey, and then you go on good locales and you work during the night.
I know.
And you have a great time.
Like so shoving it down people's throat until they sign up. I'm like, you're going to like it.
No, but it's a good idea. And it helped you get in shape too, right? I mean,
yeah.
It got you focused on that.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, I work out all the time now. I've been, you know, off the last couple of days and I just feel groggy.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, I love working out. And yeah, I love the way it, like, makes me feel. And
yeah, stuff. I know. You see, once you get into it, it's hard to stop.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, so fresh and everything. And now I'm, ugh. So just the last couple of days haven't been good for that. But that's okay. I'll get back into it tomorrow.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, maybe even.
Good. Yeah. Good for you. So, okay. Well, blah, 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 blah. And we're going to get to our guest right now who's sitting here patiently. And we love our guests. And I love this one, especially because she's been on the show. We've known each other for about a year. And we run into each other sometimes in events and stuff. And we have Kimberly or Kim Seltzer. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thanks for having me. It's good to see you again.
Yes, you too.
I can't believe it's been a while.
I know. It has been a while. It seems like you were here yesterday.
I know.
But and we just ran into each other again the other day at the Great Love Debate.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
great.
That's how this whole thing came about, because she came on the show after... Had we met before the debate last time, or...
No, it was ironic because we had been in touch, I think, through Brian Howie.
Right.
And I was co-hosting the Great Love Debate at the time.
Right.
And then it all kind of came together.
Exactly.
And then you we actually met, and then I was trying to hook you up at the time.
Right, exactly, exactly.
I read that in the email.
But, oh yeah, that's right, you helped with that. Woman, I played the dating
the
game.
The Bachelor.
With. Yeah, the Bachelor mm-hmm. game. With. So, and we'll talk about that too and everything. But Kimberly's a beautiful woman. Are you from Southern California?
I am not. It's so funny, and I don't know why I do this, but I'm from Chicago. When people ask me, like, you know, oh, where do you live? I always say, I live in LA, but I'm from Chicago. Like, I have to have, like, a disclaimer.
I do that too.
Yeah, right?
I totally do that. I'm from Texas.
I mean, I feel bad doing that, but like,
having
I
to
want
apologize.
Because people have blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right, right,
you
right.
Love, like, this association with blonde LA girls.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, but I'm from Chicago and I'm a master's. You know, like, I'm
right. I do that too. I'm
oh
like,
God.
Disclaimer, I went to the University of Texas at Austin.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I got my master's at University of Chicago. So.
Wow. That's funny. Yeah. So good. And how long have you been in LA now?
I've been here for 14 years.
Okay, so that's home for you.
It's home. And when I go back to Chicago, it's like I'm just visiting. I don't say I go home anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about you?
True, yeah.
Well, I've only been here a couple years, so.
Oh, you're still kind of
home. For her, it's still home, yeah.
Yeah.
But she lives here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know.
I do.
I don't know where her heart is, but her mind is here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. You're
presence is here. Yeah, she likes it, and she's doing very well. So that's cool. Now, Kim, tell us what it is that you do.
So, it's like a muff. And it's so LA. Here we go again.
I know.
So, because when I first got here, people had like 5 cards. You know,
really?
Like, I do this, I do that.
Title.
I do that. And now here I am. I feel kind of like that. But. No, really, at the end of the day, I'm a dating and makeover expert, and I draw upon my experience as a therapist to do an inside-out approach in helping people look and feel their best so that they attract what they want. And so, yes, dating is something that I help people with, but that's not the only thing. I think at the end of the day, it's really helping people love themselves.
Right.
And whether that's, you know, through what they wear, their body language. I go and I dress people, and then I also am a wing girl, as Sam knows, and I help people create attraction to the opposite sex.
Exactly. So if you want to date Kimberly as your gal, and she's going to help you, she'll do anything possible out there, get you in the right state of mind, put you in the right clothes, the right makeup, whatever, and then help you out there, be the wing woman, and everything. And yeah, I mean, thanks to Kim, actually, I actually followed through on that girl that I matched with.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Love Debate was an event for singles that we were at last year. And that was in Santa Monica, and I was invited to it, so I went. And for those of you who just didn't hear, we've been talking about it this week. They were playing a game, and Kim suggested me as the Bachelor, right? You're the one that suggested it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did, but I'm pretty sure it was you. And I said, okay, well, you know, because... it just seemed like I'm not going to fight it, you know. Maybe it was meant to be and everything. And we'd already known each other. So you were like, yeah, you should go on. And I said,
And you're handsome and successful. Let's
thank you very much.
Discount
exactly.
That, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Very
you're
eligible
welcome.
Bachelor.
Yeah, you're like downplaying that.
I know.
Hey, right? Yeah. Somebody told me, you know what it was? I think somebody said that. I think my first wife, and this was when I was like, we just met, so I was in my late 20s. then she would tell people, she'd say, he doesn't realize how gorgeous he is, you know? And I'm like, oh, you know, that's pretty cool and everything. But I guess maybe I was at the time. I don't know. But it was something that I realized that when you're good looking, you probably don't think about it because that's just you, you know?
Wait, so do you still feel that way?
That I'm good looking?
Yeah, or you like you don't really. You
well, I did make a qualifier, right?
Which
I don't feel I'm as hot as I used to be. Uh-huh. I never felt that I was like quote unquote hot. I felt that I was handsome and all that stuff, and I felt confident about myself. But that was after when I was growing up, when I was a young teenager, I hated the way I looked.
Really?
Yes, I did.
A lot of people do.
I know, right? You look in the mirror and you go, I just look so plain. You know, I mean, what is this? Look at all these great looking friends I have and all this stuff. And I don't, you know, and then you realize then you grow up and you age better than all your friends.
Yeah, that totally and happened to me.
Right? I mean, to me too.
Look who's fat now.
You're not grown up. That's so not fair.
That's
like,
true,
she,
right?
Look at her. She's still young and gorgeous.
I know.
Oh, God. I'm just kidding. Nobody's fat. But you know the kids that make fun of you and you're like.
I know.
Well, it really can scar you. You know, it's interesting that we're talking
about
that.
It can scar you.
No, it really does. And it stays with you. And some people never grow out of it. And actually,
a lot of
my clients, it's amazing to me, especially like I go shopping with them and I really make them see themselves, you know, in a way that I don't think they have before. And recently I was coaching a woman and we went shopping and she's drop dead gorgeous, but she really doesn't see it. Like,
oh, wow.
Literally, she was going around the store and everyone was like gawking at her and like, look, because she's gorgeous. And she's like, and she looks in the mirror and she sees something different.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's such a wonderful thing when I put on clothes and people look in the mirror and they're like, that's not me. I'm like, honey, that is you.
Yeah.
You just haven't seen you until
and
now.
Kim does have the magic. I mean, she puts up before and after pictures on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's amazing. I love those pictures before and after. It is a lot of fun. Because weren't we talking about this the other day? I don't know if I told you this on or off the air, but I remember times when I would sit in college and I would sit in the classroom and I would look at people that are very plain looking or sometimes somebody you'd consider ugly. And I would think, I think anybody can look great, you know? I mean, it's just the way you carry yourself. It's the way you put yourself
on. It's to work with what you have.
Right, exactly. So you don't have to have a symmetrical face and the blue eyes and all that stuff, you know? You can just, it's the way you put yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that many people don't understand. They wonder how, like overweight is not something that's valued in our society. And so most women don't, I mean, let's say many people don't feel that that heavy women are desirable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then you see a lot of them are doing very well, and you wonder why, and you look at them and you go, look, they know how to put themselves together. You don't have to have a great body to be sexy.
And they have other
things.
They're nice, they're, you know, very ambitious and
right, they beautiful. Put their face together, they know how to dress, so it accentuates, you know, maybe the curves, but not the fat.
I think it's beautiful, yeah. I think it can be beautiful.
You said something really, like, perfect, because I was just thinking the difference between, like, even just somebody who's pretty versus someone who's sexy. And there is a difference. I was coaching this guy once, and because I coach both men and women, and I was trying to get a hit on, like, who he thought was sexy, right? So I'm like, there was this woman, and she was really beautiful. I mean, she blonde hair, tall, skinny, but she was walking really stiffly and she looked anxious. Right? And so I said, do you think she's sexy? And he's like, not really. I'm like, okay, interesting. 30 seconds later, heavier set woman comes walking down. Boy, was she working it. I mean, she was moving and she looks at him and smiles. I said, so do you think she's sexy? And he's like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, what was it? He's like, you know what? It's a comfort that she had in her body that the other one didn't.
Yeah, I love that.
So it goes back to this whole, like, loving yourself where you are at.
And we keep hearing this, and it's like it's almost become like meaningless when they say confidence. But that's, I think, what most people lack, you know?
It's exactly.
Like, I think, and we have that distorted view of our body, of ourselves, just like you described that woman. And they call it, like, what, dysmorphia or something?
Body dysmorphia.
I think we do kind of have slightly distorted views
of ourselves, you know? Yeah. And, because she's sometimes like, oh, I have to watch my weight or something, right?
Oh,
do you sometimes say that? If she loses 2 pounds, you won't see her.
But I think women in particular really struggle with this, right? Because, I mean, even from a little girl on, like, we get reinforced for our looks. Like,
Isn't that true? We're socialized that way.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's even harder for us. But we do. We tend to see things that we don't like instead of what we do like. And that's when I work with clients. It's the first thing I say. So, what do you love about your body? And so many women are like, well, some people tell me. I'm like, I don't want to hear what some people tell. I want to know what you think is gorgeous about you. And it's hard.
So why is it hard? Do you think people feel guilty about saying positive things about themselves?
I think it's a little of that we're like going to be bitchy, you know,
sure.
if we say, or we're stuck up if we say that, oh, I love my butt and my boobs and all that.
Yeah.
Also, we're socialized to take care of others and compliment others. So when we do it, it feels almost weird.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like
self-centered,
narcissistic.
Exactly.
In a way.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. And that's the way I felt when I described to you that I was told that I wasn't aware that I look good and everything. It's like, it's hard to compliment yourself because you say, yeah, maybe they'll think of me as narcissistic or something, you know? But the point is to have that confidence. And I think that's what they call game, right? I don't think it has to do with what you say. I think it has to do with your approach.
And how you say it.
Right.
God, if
and
I can count, I'm like, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Well, it's true. And here, I'll just put research into this just to confirm what you said, Sam, is that like in first impressions, first of all, only takes 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's probably even quicker.
Probably
online.
Yeah.
I think faster
online,
than
it's
that.
Like 5 seconds.
Yeah, right.
But people make judgments and assumptions on two things and two things solely. And this just happens really fast in the brain. It's what you're wearing, your attire, and your attitude that you have. So how you show up is more important than what you say. And 93% of communication is nonverbal. So that's why,
interesting.
Right? Like that is crazy to
and
think
And especially
about.
Men are visual too, you know? So a woman has to be aware of that, you
well,
know?
And guess what? Women are visual too.
I know. No,
let's
I mean, I believe
we're
that.
Both, we're
I
all
believe
visual,
that.
Right?
No, I
we
believe
are.
That. But that's what they blame us for, at least when we talk about porn and stuff. Oh, men like porn because they're more visual and stuff. I don't think so. I just think men like porn because they're crazed with sex drive all the time.
Well, so this is what I think the difference is between men and women. We're both visual, but here's the difference. So a man will look at a woman in the first 30 seconds, and they think whether or not they want to have sex with her.
Right.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we're talking about, this is primal. Like, we see this in the animal kingdom when the birds
right,
prune
exactly.
their feathers.
We're
like,
programmed to do it.
Right. So now a woman, we think it's important too, but we'll look at a man, and we'll be a little more forgiving if he has a little belly, receding hairline, if he's dressed well, and he has that kind of look about him, we'll give him a chance. So men look at sex and women look at success. That's how I see it. And again, it's primal because we want a man to be able to provide and protect
exactly.
us. Isn't that true?
Exactly.
So that's just,
that is so true.
Yeah, that I is know. The primal thing. Yeah.
I'm like, what baldness? He's not bald. I'm like, what are you talking about? Look at my new shoes.
Yeah. You see, but that's a lot of hope for men who don't think they look the best and stuff. At least put yourself together, right? That's what you say, actually, Kimberly. And that's how you help people.
Yeah. Okay, here's another statistic. 55% of your dating success can be increased just with the clothes that you wear.
How interesting.
Men, you got to call me if you're still wearing, like, the acid wash jeans and pleated pants.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Get rid of it. That's like an easy thing to do. Look, there's not many things in life where you can, like, do something instant and get that gratification and instant results. That's why I love doing what I do.
Because
truly can change. When a man walks out of the dressing room and he has this confident look about him because he's dressed really nice and people are looking at him, he suddenly acts a little more confident. Like there's this symbiotic relationship between the outer and inner that's it's so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Kim Seltzer. She's America's number one dating makeover and confidence expert. Now, confidence expert. Now, that's a great title.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that what we're talking
that's
about?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I think.
So you help people gain their confidence, which is really the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, when we were at the Great Love Debate, Brian Howie, who was the organizer, you sort of like have to believe that he knows what he's talking about because he goes to every city and they deal with the same topics. And he says it's communication and confidence.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly
and the confidence is a big part of it. And that's really what it's about, you know. And that brings me to the woman that I approached last week.
Oh, yeah.
At the
I'm
Great
dying
Love
to hear
Debate.
I know. It's a good one.
At the Great Love Debate. And there was definitely confidence there. And I look back and I go, how did I just get up and walk over to her without thinking twice about it and started a conversation? Because often it would be like, should I, shouldn't I? Should I, shouldn't
sure.
I?
Get in
she
your
looking
head.
At me.
Yeah,
right.
You're debating in your head.
But all I can tell you is this, and I can still remember this, her dark brown eyes looked at me from across the room, and whether she was looking at me or not, I couldn't be sure, but she was looking in my direction a few times when I turned in her direction. So I think I felt, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do it in the back of my mind. And it all happened really fast, you know, because I just got up and went there and started talking to her. I didn't even look, it was dark. I didn't know how old she was. I didn't know anything about her other than I just sat down and started talking to her.
I love it. Can I just can I just dissect that for a
yes,
second?
Please. Please,
because
I need
there.
To.
Because both men and women have a responsibility when it comes to approachability. And Brian and I talk about that all the time on the show because lately there's been like a decrease in approachability from the women's standpoint because, as he says, there's this resting bitch face that's happening all the time, right? And
right.
Like, women aren't like engaging and having that kind of openness for men to approach.
Right.
And men are getting so fearful of approaching women, so they get in their heads and they're thinking about what to say. And so now nobody's meeting anybody.
That's true.
Right?
You know,
so
I mean,
we're at a standstill.
It's so true. You know, and during the show, during the debate and everything, you know, I was sitting and there's all the women in the room and stuff, and I'm trying to catch the glance of anybody. Nobody. Nobody's given you any signs. And then,
right.
And then as every time I was turning that way, she like looks. And I thought,
so it gave
wow.
you the confidence
yes.
to go over there because she looked at you. Like, that's why it was so magical what you said. And
right.
then it gave you the confidence to get out of your
definitely.
Head and say, hey,
and
hi.
That's what I always say. I say, we can't read your minds. You got to at least let us know you're interested, you know. But, yeah, and then so you figure you look at all these women. None of them is looking. None of them is really aware of what's going on in the room. But maybe it's just me because they were maybe busy just watching whatever's being said on the stage. Well, my eyes are always roving, you know, and I think
yeah,
most men are like that.
Yeah, they're probably paying attention to.
Yeah, and most men are like that, though. It's like you're checking out the environment because we're always on the hunt. I mean, we were talking about the primal thing, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy, and that's why I personally think that monogamy is really difficult because you can't just turn off that hunter and mutual attraction to the opposite sex or when it's same sex, whatever. But let's just talk about, let's say normally nature and human beings, we're like attracted to the other sex. So then suddenly you're in a committed relationship and you're supposed to stop that. But it's a primal thing. So how do you stop that? I think there's always a pull on a relationship that makes it unstable. And that's why it's hard work, because you have to fight those urges, because that's a sacrifice you make to be with one person. Is that you have to turn off that part of you that says, hey, other people are attracting to me. No.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, I should Google this because it would be interesting. But think about marriage when the whole concept got formed. What we died at, like, your age, Kelsey.
Right.
That's true, right?
Right? So, yeah. I mean, it was easier to be with one person. We had our kid, like, you know, so I don't think we're all prepared for this.
Yeah.
You know, I always say maybe we should have like a partner each decade.
That's true.
That might work out.
That might work out. I mean, I always say, why does it have to be forever? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people are like, till death do us apart. But the question is, really? I mean, why? You know, you live only one life. Shouldn't you experience a few different relationships?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting, too, because if you look at people's journeys, you know, as a therapist, when I sit down with a client, I take a good history from their family of origin all the way up to how they got here today. Right. And it's interesting because some people who haven't had that dating experience, who dated multiple people and had, you know, to really kind of get to know themselves, and they went from relationship to relationship, they had a harder time because they fell into a relationship and they don't know any other way, and they kind of lost themselves in that relationship.
Oh, that happens. Yeah.
It happens a lot. So it's like you have to kind of look at where you're at in your own journey. And sometimes, you know, like dating after divorce, you become almost like an adolescent all over again, getting to know, like,
that's
a teenager. You date multiple people, you date younger people, and because you have to know who you are now in this stage in your life.
That's true, exactly. And that's very true as you get older. You know, I mean, you reach your 50s like I do, and it's not easy. And I can see women my age, if they're not like the hottest thing on Tinder or something, they're not going to find somebody easily, you know? And I think it's hard for men and women, but I think for women even more because, they're less desirable. Let's just put it the way it is.
Well, that's why I tell everybody, get good pictures. Like, it's so important.
Yeah.
That visual aspect. And, you know, a lot of women get mad. Like, well, a man doesn't like me for me then. F him. You know,
but that's
not what it's about. It's not changing who you are. It's packaging yourself in a way so a guy gets to know who you are. Difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're talking to Kim Seltzer, dating makeover confidence expert. Where can people find you if they want to actually use your services? I think for someone who's, let's say, shy or, you know what? I think this is better than a matchmaking service, because here they get to do it themselves.
It's so funny you say that because I tell people all the time, I teach people how to be their own matchmaker.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, what I really do is I say, you know, we need to figure out a dating portfolio that's diversified so that you're increasing your chances of success, just like a financial portfolio.
Yeah.
So if you're just online or you're just doing matchmaking or, you know, you got to really like diversify and get yourself out there. I have a whole social plan that I develop with people based on their interests and hobbies. So they're meeting like-minded people, but also exercising the social muscle that has been atrophied for a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things I feel like I'm doing is getting people back into society and like talking to people.
Yeah.
Because we're forgetting.
Yeah.
You know? Especially with all the technology and the virtual dating that's happening. So anyway, people can find me at seltzerstyle.com, which is my website, and social media, of course, at Seltzer Kimberly and Kimberly Seltzer on Facebook.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And what about the Elite Image Makeover?
Well, Elite Image Makeovers will take you there, too.
It will take you there. Yeah. So it resolves to another
same,
date.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I changed it kind of to Seltzer Style, because people were getting confused thinking that's all I did was makeover.
Right, exactly. Plus, Seltzer Style it's got a better ring to it, I think.
Yeah, it's a little bit
easier
to say. And you know, I provide phone coaching. I do virtual makeovers for people who are, you know, out of town. People come in. And
that's cool.
Yeah, people come in and do like, you know, big intensives with me, and from photography to wing girl to shopping. Yeah,
right.
It's kind of one stop shop.
Oh,
right.
Fun.
Now, people might want to know, do they have to be rich to use your services?
Well, it depends how you define rich.
Right.
I can't answer that. But I do work with everybody, so. Yeah.
No, I mean, what I mean to say, an average person can come to you.
Absolutely.
Afford it and actually get results.
Absolutely. I have a cute story around that because there was this boy who really wanted to. I say boy because I feel so old now. He was 20, probably your age. So he wanted to really work with me, but he was a student and
oh, okay.
He had cash underneath his mattress that he used.
Oh my God.
To hire me. And he showed up and he emptied his pockets and he gave me the cash. And it's like, like he believed in it and it changed his life. And
really?
It was like the best investment he made.
Wow.
The best investment is when you invest in yourself. And sometimes people have a hard time with that because it's not tangible. It's not a TV.
Exactly.
Or stereo,
Yeah.
You know, it occurs to me also, it's like, you got to treat your life like a business. Whereas, if you can't do something very well, find somebody else to do it for you, at least to mentor you or something. And some people have to admit, first of all, that they can't dress with the shit, you know. They don't know how to dress.
I'm glad he said that.
Yeah, they don't know how to dress. They don't know how to put themselves together, you know. And some people, and look, I mean, some women do need makeup to look good. But there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, you got to work with what you have. You can't change your face. So at least present it in the best possible way. At least show people that you care to look good.
Yes. Yes, that's so true.
Right?
Because that's why when women see a man who's well-dressed, we appreciate that because it looks like you care. Like,
right.
You know,
and you're not gross. You're not going to be gross in bed, you know. It's like...
Yeah.
You've got hygiene, you know. You've got
like clipping the nose hairs is great.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know. Sometimes I see guys with hair on their ears and stuff and you go, man, a woman is not going to be attracted to you. You got to do something, man.
That's so true.
And then you're right, because nobody's going to tell them when they're...
No.
You know,
that's my job, though.
That's your job.
I will tell people. I'm like, dude, exactly. You need to get white strips on your teeth. Like, your teeth are really yellow. You're a good-looking guy. It's a buzzkill. Like, it's killing your
teeth.
Wow. But they appreciate it because nobody else tells them.
So that's the thing about your job. You have to be brutally honest.
I am.
Because if you're not... They're not going to solve the problem.
That's right. I'm like, you hired me to get results.
Yes.
So, I'm, as you can see, I'm very lighthearted and we have fun together and I say it in a soft way, but I will be direct. I call it like I see it. If I see a body language or weird thing going on, I'll call it. There was this one guy, I have to tell the story. He, every time he talked to a pretty girl, he would take his right arm and he would go across and hold his left arm. He did it once, and I'm like,
And he never realized he was doing that?
No, he had no awareness. I said, do you realize that every time you're talking to who you think is attractive, you go like this? And he held his arm. He's like, oh, my God, I had no idea. I said, okay, look, just be more cognizant and get rid of it. Well, what we discovered, and this is more the therapy kind of work, is that when he was around age 7, he remembers that he had a very controlling mom. And every time she would reprimand him, he would go like that.
What?
Oh, my God.
And so there was this attachment when he was feeling insecure. An overpowering female.
Yeah,
presence.
And scared or whatever.
Yes.
Wow.
But what was so cool is the minute he got rid of it, he appeared more confident.
Yeah.
And women were reacting more positively to him. Just that little shift.
Whoa.
Oh, how interesting.
And you see, you need somebody else to observe that.
I mean,
otherwise,
it's kind of creepy in a way.
Am I totally freaking you out?
No, but it's like, oh, my God, his mom. Ugh.
Yeah, well, we all have
mommy
and daddy
issues. But we all have
it.
We all have it.
We do.
Yeah.
And it shows up in very funny ways.
It does, yeah.
And sometimes good ways, too. Yeah.
No, that's
but
true.
But no, we do all have it. That's so true.
Yeah. We're talking to Kim Seltzer, obviously fascinating woman, and a lot to talk about. You went to the University of Chicago, you said?
I did.
And how was it? Did you like it?
I did, but I was really thankful that I did that as my master's and not my undergrad.
What was your undergrad?
Because I would have been so bored. My undergrad was IU, Indiana University.
Oh.
I was a Hoosier.
Oh, fun.
Oh, so that was more fun for you for undergrad,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Well, I did the whole, sorority thing. I was a tri-delt. I was very active in my sorority. You know, the whole life.
Yeah, right?
I was an Alpha Chi Omega.
Oh, you were?
AKO,
oh, my God. those were the days.
Man. Weren't they?
God. When I think about it, and it doesn't feel like that long ago, yet it does. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Think of how great our life. All you college people out there, just enjoy what you have right now.
Seriously.
Exactly. You'll never have
freedom.
That kind of freedom again, right? Yeah, freedom. That's it. Yeah. But what's happening to our colleges? They're becoming too liberal now, and they want everything for free. And I don't know what's going on. Last night I had a nice debate. In fact, all week I've been having like debates with friends and or people on shows here. I'll just crash a show or two, and we'll start talking about
that. That's fun. Oh, my God.
Because then everybody loves it because everybody's really into the elections this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Right? How can you not be?
Right?
I know.
It's a reality show.
It is a reality show.
Lately.
Wow. So maybe people are curious as to what happened as the latest saga or the latest chapter in my saga about having met that woman last week.
Yes, so right. Do tell.
So just to let Kim know how it went is I already told you about how we met and everything. Mm-hmm. So then, and I'd given her my card, right?
Wait, hold on. You gave her?
Yeah,
I gave her my card. You didn't ask for her number?
No, I we didn't have a chance because with all the commotion, suddenly she disappeared.
I see.
Yeah, she was gone.
Yeah, so he was like talking to her.
Yeah, I was talking to her, and then I told you he came by. He said, mm-hmm. She's too hot for you, right. And all this stuff. And I'm just starting the story from the middle, but for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, please listen to the shows from the past few days, and you'll know exactly. But
yes.
Yeah, because I can't repeat it for the sake of the people that listen to all the shows. I can't repeat it over and over. So I met this woman at the event at the Great Love Debate, blah, blah, blah. And so I'd given her my card, and before we left there, 2 days later, I get an email from her.
Wow.
I get an email from her, and it says, I really enjoyed our conversation, and I wanted to apologize for rushing out and going back home.
Nice.
And I hope you had a good time, I think, or something like that. And that was it. You know, and so then I followed up and I thought how great it was that she wrote and all that stuff. And already I'm getting like, and I said something like, I didn't really ask for anything, right? I didn't ask for any action on her part or anything. So then she wrote back about just having met this guy over there that was like an old boyfriend or something. It had nothing to do with her or me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote back again and I said, so then I took action and I thought, because somebody told me, you know, actually Laurel, mm-hmm. she told me, she said, just ask her when she's available and take her out to dinner.
Absolutely.
You know, don't get too involved in the email and the texting,
yes,
and stuff,
I
right?
I agree with that.
So true.
You agree with that?
Yes.
So then I sort of gave up on this because it's been like 2 days or something, which seemed like a week to me. I don't know why, right?
Like 2 days.
Well, when right. you like someone, yeah, yeah. the time goes yeah, by because, really slow.
But and you also wonder, look, it's an email. She can answer right away. But I think maybe she was going by the rules or something, or some kind of a quote-unquote a game where you don't respond right away or something, right? Because sometimes they tell you that, right? Don't respond right away or don't show you're too eager or something like that.
But wait, at this point, before the 2 days, hadn't asked her out at this point.
No.
You're just doing banter. Well,
right.
So she's kind of, I mean, the ball was kind of in your court. She's waiting.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly. So I did, and I didn't know, about the email back because I hadn't gotten any for the past couple days. And then last night I see it in my email. I see one from her.
Ah.
So check this out. So I'm like, and I was just finishing work here. I'm like, I'm not opening this yet.
Oh my God.
Listen to you.
Right. Now. I mean, this is like,
so
I know, cute. But I mean, it's like, you know, you go, will I be able to handle a no? Or, you know, but at this point it should be a no because I started thinking and second guessing this. And then I went with friends to dinner. So they're like, bring your laptop with you. We want you to open it here.
Oh,
with us.
Oh my. I wish they were videotaped.
I know.
Right? So I did, right? We were at the restaurant and I opened this up and I start reading it. And I don't remember it verbatim, but it said something like this. Let me try to. I wish I had sent it to myself.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Yeah, I should have sent. But let me just give you the gist of it.
Okay.
The first thing, it's like with me, when I get emails and I anticipate to find something, I scan the whole thing quickly to look for a keyword.
Or something, gosh.
Something like that, because it's like you don't want to get to the, you want to get to the chase. Okay, is she coming or not?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And she
wrote, point.
But at the same time, you're so happy that she wrote a paragraph or two, and then just two words, you know, so that was cool. So she wrote this. She said, I would love to go to dinner with you, but I think it may lead, but it may lead to romantic situation, to a romantic situation. Which may cause discomfort, which could cause us to be uncomfortable. So, in other words, it could lead to that, but maybe we shouldn't do it type of thing. And then she wrote, what do you think? So, it's like she left it open.
Uh-huh.
You know, now we have to decipher what she meant. Did she mean that she's afraid that she will fall for it? Or maybe that I don't want to fall for her? You know, and what do you think happened here? What is she trying to say?
Well, she's very young,
yes,
right?
Right.
Look like this, the silence.
That was hilarious.
Okay,
I know, that was kind of the elephant in the room. I'm like, so
she is, but it doesn't matter.
Well, but that is, that does matter.
So you think
it does? So she's thinking.
So you think it's a factor?
It is with her, for her.
For her, yeah.
Right.
But she didn't come out right and say it.
She's being polite.
Well, right. I don't know. I wish you had the actual email.
Right,
because
I
think I need to see
No, but
that.
It's just about what she said. I know, yeah. I'm reading it like sort of broken,
right.
but that's essentially it. She said, I mean, I'm pretty much using the same words, and that is, it may lead to, a romantic situation, okay. Romantic feelings.
Right.
Romantic feelings.
So, my question to you is, though, what do you think? What do you want?
Yeah. Well, I obviously...
Forget what she told you. What
right.
do you want?
I want romantic feelings. I definitely want that. I mean,
okay,
is that what it's about, then?
So stop kind of worrying about what she's saying and not
right.
saying
and
in
just,
her story.
Right.
And just cut to the chase.
And she says, what do you think? You think that you would like to take her out to dinner. End
okay.
of story.
And that's exactly what I did. My friend said,
yay!
Yeah, they said, don't try to second guess this.
Exactly.
And it's good that I had people around me, because otherwise I would have screwed this up. I know. I know I would have screwed it up. I'm like, let me just talk. Let me just say things. Let me just write, you know? It's like, shut up. You made the sale already, right?
But you know what? This is so common. And I see this both with men and women where... Everyone is worried about what other people think and feel rather than coming from a place of what they want.
So
it's
true.
A big difference. Even like just walking in a room. I was coaching a woman the other day, and there was a guy sitting at a bar. And by the way, I help women navigate a room just like how men do, like kind of like the battlefield, right?
Oh, that's
like,
so great.
Oh, yeah. Like, so where would you sit?
Yeah.
Where are the men in the room? Who else is in? It's a really getting present, you know,
sure.
in the environment. So anyway, the bar went like it was a V, okay?
Right.
And so in the middle, there was an empty seat. There was a man right next to the empty seat. And then the other side was another empty seat. And then all the way at the end, there were two empty seats and everything else was filled. So I say to my client, where would you sit if I hadn't been with you? And she's like, well, there's two empty seats right at the end. I'm like, wrong answer. And she's like, well, we can't ask that guy to move. He looks busy. So this is my point of like thinking for other people. He would never want to move. And she had this whole conversation of what
the
guy
in her mind, right?
I said, what is it that you want? She's like, well, I'd like to talk to people. I said, well, the best position is right at the epicenter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So I go in and I don't hesitate. And I just twinkle my eyes, I say hi. And he like practically like jumped off his chair. I'm like, yeah. Do you mind if you move down so my friend and I could sit here? We enjoy to sit in the middle. And that was it.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm just like you. I'm like, I walk up and I'd be like, is anyone sitting here? Oh, good. Because I'm like, I'm probably so like intrusive.
But it's not. It's their, like, the guy loved it.
I right? know. They always love it.
And yeah. We ended up talking to him the entire exactly. night.
They're like, oh, no, it's free.
Yeah, you get, it's like you're paying attention to me.
Exactly.
Guys but are grateful for anything. Just look at me. You know, here I am. Guys, we're almost out of time. Kimberly Seltzer, dating makeover and confidence expert. And boy, you guys can hear she's going to help you mm-hmm. get the date you want and a lot more, maybe lead to marriage. And to me, this is the best thing because you are like your own. She'll make you your own matchmaker. You don't need to go and spend like, I mean, people spend like thousands and thousands of dollars to be matched to people that don't even, they don't even know.
Yeah. You know,
and it's like you expect it to have other people do the work for you. I think it's more rewarding if you walk up to somebody or you and when you're the woman, even when a woman, if you can initiate something, I don't know. I greatly love women that make the move. That's why I like Bumble, the app. But nothing comes out of the apps, folks. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. Throw your phone away. You don't need those apps. Go to Kim, and she's going to get you the date. Kim, are you going to, do you travel with the Love Debate, or do you only go when it's here in town?
No, I've traveled, like in 2015, I traveled quite a bit. I was crowned as the co-host, and the crown has been passed on, but I still do shows, and I probably will do a show in Chicago coming up.
That's amazing.
That'll be good.
And for those of you wanting to find Kim, and I do recommend that everybody, even if you're gorgeous, man, go to Kim, you know, if you're having a hard time, because even beautiful people have a hard time getting dates.
Can I tell you, they probably have a harder time because, Why? Well, here's the thing. I feel that a lot of times people are intimidated to come up to pretty women or,
exactly.
or good-looking
Absolutely.
Men. And also, like, you know, when you're good-looking, you can get by on being good-looking, and sometimes those social skills don't get developed
That's
as much.
True.
It's just true. I see it a lot.
And conversely, with people that are not attractive, they develop their personality and they become
That's
amazing, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So true.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim Seltzer, again, tell people how they can find you. So we can be sure you'll come back.
Yeah, so going to my website, seltzerstyle.com, and you can also find me on social media at Seltzer Kimberly and Kimberly Seltzer on Facebook.
There you go. And you always post before and after. Folks, you got to follow her on Facebook because you'll see before and after pictures that I'm blown away at. And it's like, yeah, I mean, because you'll see a woman that really – You look at her and you go, she could look a lot better than this. And bam.
She does.
She does.
It's so cool. Well, also in the picture, you'll notice how happy they look. Like it's
yes.
that attitude that comes through. That's so cool to see.
Of course.
That's
they become like a different person. And you're right, because it's the inside. You don't have to change except for your confidence. But you don't have to be somebody else. Just learn how to dress in a way that makes you attractive to other people. You know,
exactly.
And like I said, you know, when you show that you take care of yourself, people are attracted to that.
Absolutely.
Right. And on that note, folks, thank you all for joining us. Kim, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
All the best to you. Kelsey, have a great weekend.
Woohoo!
Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you all on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.